if you had to pick one person, male or female, to be the national treasure of the U.S., who would it be? Because today, Ryan Reynolds got his shot, his COVID shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a photo of him getting a COVID shot with a mask on saying, I am now 5G ready. He is a national treasure. Without him, we are not the U.S. I put up Ryan Reynolds as our national treasure.
I mean, he's another one that if you think about, like, his Twitter page is always incredibly funny.
That's why he's brilliant.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor about himself. He's always making fun of his wife. You know, he's, I don't know that she likes that, but.
She joins along, too. She does it, too. But if you had to pick one person to say, okay, this guy represents us, I think, to the world, to the universe. If the aliens land, we have to give them somebody and say, this is who is us. I say it's Deadpool.
You say Deadpool? Oh, right. So not just Ryan Reynolds, but Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Well, Ryan Reynolds is always Deadpool. He's never not Deadpool. So if you follow him on Twitter, he always is Deadpool. So
you know what's so weird about him? He did so much crap before Deadpool. Like every stupid movie he did where he was the love interest and all these sappy movies, and then suddenly Deadpool and he's the coolest guy on the planet.
All that is erased.
Yeah.
All that is no more once you came out with a movie like that.
Right.
Oh, isn't he from Canada? Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he's Canadian. Is that what somebody just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he Kennedy.
Is he? Oh, crap.
Yeah, now he's Canadian. I forgot about that.
But we claim him, though.
He can't be your American most loved actor. I mean, he lives here now. He lives in L.A. now, but he's originally Canadian, so you got to make another choice.
Oh, crap. See, all the good ones are Canadian. Everybody on Letterkenny is a Canadian.
Right. It's true.
That's... Oh. How about Mila Kunis? Oh, Mila Kunis is Russian.
Right. Harry Styles is British. Justin Bieber's Canadian.
Okay, screw this whole segment.
Yeah, you can't. Good luck finding an American that you think. How about, does it have to be a male? Could it be female?
No, it can be anything.
Oh, then I'm going with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's the one I think of is the other one. And she's from New York, so we can pick her.
She can go represent us. I'm good with that. You know, no real controversies.
But is there a guy? Tom Cruise? No. He's a Scientologist.
Drake? Oh, no. Drake's Canadian. Damn.
Alanis Morissette? No, damn.
Adele? No, damn.
Wow, they're all Canadian. How is that possible?
We don't have any Americans that we want to put Trebek? Forward.
Damn it. No, he's Canadian.
Canadian, too. Oh, my God. We have nobody. I mean, I was thinking Rihanna, but no, she's
Bahamian. We only import. We don't export.
There's nobody good here that could be like our spokesperson. Oh, I know. Everybody I keep thinking of, I'm like, nope, British. Nope, Canadian. Nope.
See, Canada seems better and better every day.
I mean, maybe Will Smith. Can we go Will Smith? I don't know who else.
Is he Canadian?
No, I think he's American.
Oh, yeah, he's Philly.
I hate to be like this, but I think he's a little too old. We need somebody a little younger. I love Will Smith. Men in Black is a classic.
He loves to hear that.
No, because it's like there's a lot of people you have to explain who Will Smith is. Not everyone knows who he is. No, yes, you do. Because
who do you have to explain who Will Smith is?
Oh, what's he Jennifer done recently? Aniston. I mean, Men in Black, ooh, Fresh David. Prince of Bel-. The things he's the best known for are at least 20 years old. So
David says Jennifer Aniston. I agree. Is she Canadian? No. She's from California.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston can be our national treasure.
Yeah, Will Smith has got... We could go back to the Will Smith thing. He's got to come out with a new movie like now.
I know.
Because he hasn't had one in a while.
Yeah, I know. I think he's producing stuff.
We don't want him to produce stuff. We want him to shoot aliens. He's got to save the world. Every movie, he saves the world.
Yeah.
At one point, I think he's going to come out and run for office.
He did that stupid
Netflix movie that was unwatchable.
That was terrible.
Gemini Man was not bad. That was actually pretty good.
Oh, Bright was the one you hated, right? Was that it?
Yeah. Was that the Netflix?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing a Bad Boys 4.
Oh, yeah. Bad Boys 3 came out. That wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. I mean,
it's just not as iconic as Men in Black. And
it's the last movie I saw at the movie theater. So.
Oh, all right.
So there's that. So he actually got my money at the movie theater. Not many people get that even before COVID. So he was the one that can still. Will Smith can still open a movie.
Yeah, but how do I say this without being a dick? You know, he's over 50. It's like we need somebody younger to represent us, I think, to the world. Don't you think?
But you can't. You can't find him. It's like last night on, what's that, Mask TV on?
The Masked Singer, the Masked Dancer.
God, I block it out because I used to work for Fox.
How dare they employ that stupid, you know what? Jenny McCarthy. How dare they employ her?
But she's totally horrible. Blocked that out of my head because I work for Fox. But last night, one of the guys that they unmasked was a YouTuber. I'm like, are you freaking serious?
How am I supposed to guess that?
Right. I had to look the guy up to see who the hell he was.
Right.
When you take the mask off, you're supposed to go, oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's Jordan Sparks. Yeah.
It's Jennifer Aniston. It's Will Smith. It's a YouTuber. Shut the hell up.
Right. If I have to Google the person, then you should probably cancel your show.
Yeah. And I did. So I had to look it up. And he's the guy that was in the fight. I guess. I don't know.
Which one? I mean, Jason Paul, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Paul. Yeah. One of the Pauls.
Nikki Glaser. Ooh, I like Nikki Glaser. She's right there.
Someone suggested Nikki Glaser as our treasure.
Yeah, I can kind of go there. I would pick Nikki.
Yeah, but again, I don't think famous enough.
She's not. She will be at some point, hopefully. But she's maybe. Very talented and very hot.
Really funny. I like her.
And she sleeps with radio guys.
Oh, okay. Well, that's you already like her for that. I can tell.
Yeah, and I agree. We should make Jenny McCarthy our national treasure.
Oh, God, no. No, David's just screwing with me because he knows how much I despise her.
It's decided, Nikki. Okay.
Okay, fine. Nikki Glaser. Fine. Nikki Glaser, who most people would have to Google.
So I'm national actually going to pick Nikki over Jennifer Aniston.
You would?
Yeah, because Nikki's almost gettable. I have no chance in dating Jennifer Aniston. Nikki Glaser, I can almost do that.
That's what you think.
Almost. I mean, she went for what's that dude's name in Atlanta? But the morning show guy. I don't even know his name. She went out with him. So
who does she date in Atlanta?
What's that dude's name?
I don't know.
The dude in Atlanta does the morning show on Q100 or 100, whatever it's called.
Blake Griffin?
No, damn it. It's going to drive me insane now. Who is it?
I don't know. You brought it up. If you brought it up, you need to.
The something show. It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to have to stop the whole damn show.
You know what sucks about this? Okay, so while you're looking that up, I'll tell you this really quick story. So I spent today with my mother and a friend of hers. And here's the thing. Nobody prepares you for spending time with boomers because there's a lot of, what's that guy in that thing? Oh, who's that girl
doing
with
what
the
I'm
hat?
Doing right now.
I spent all day today with them Googling stuff. Like, thank God I had my phone ready. Like, that was my job today, to Google every time they said, we were talking about, I think it's Cinemax or HBO, whatever, is going to be coming back with Perry Mason. They're going to be doing they're bringing that back. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in like this whole new cast, this whole new showrunner, not cast, but like a whole new showrunner, all these writers, whatever. And they're moving forward with another season of Perry Mason. So we were talking about that. And they said, oh, the original Perry Mason, they were trying to tell me about it. And they were like, who's the guy who was Perry Mason? And then there was that girl in it with the hat. I was like, ugh. I pick up my phone. I was like Googling. So I told them who the people were. And then later they were like, oh, remember that movie with that guy? And he had the thing on his face and then the nose. So I'm like, okay, the guy with the nose. yeah, that was my job today with boomers, just them not being able to remember a thing and me having to Google every bit of their conversation. So I'm not doing that for you. If you're going to tell me who Nikki Glaser dated, you're going to tell me who she dated.
Bobby freaking Bones, finally. Bobby Bones.
He's straight?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. For some reason in my head, I always thought he was gay. Okay. Right.
He got I don't know if they actually had sex, but he got a special favor from her.
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah. So he got that special favor.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Ricky Smiley.
Presented by Chatterbait. We keep forgetting that. So she did that thing with Bobby Bones. And
okay.
I love that the whole country knows that she did that with Bobby Bones, and he's not too happy about it. But
right. Well, is it in her act? Is that why?
Yeah. So she's brought it up before on other radio shows.
I thought Ricky Smiley also. That's why I asked, was it somebody I work with on Dish Nation?
I thought Bobby Bones was on
Ricky Smiley is married, so I knew it wasn't him.
Was Bobby Bones on Dish Nation?
No, he wasn't on Dish Nation with us, no.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He was not. Okay. And again, nice to know I didn't realize he was straight. Good for him.
Congratulations.